Now, just under half the total population here has private health insurance, and older people are paying significantly more for their cover. That's according to a study by the regulator, the Health Insurance Authority. Christina Prendergast is Head of Communications and Stakeholder Engagement with the HIA. Christina Prendergast, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Older customers, those over 65, paying 43% more on average. Why, when we have community rating?
Yes, so people pay the same for their plans no matter what their age. I suppose the reason that older age groups are paying more is because they tend to need plans with higher coverage for certain medical needs. So, for example, orthopaedic, which we've mentioned in our report, is a really good example of that. Plans that have full orthopaedic cover, that would be 100% cover for orthopaedic surgery, tend to be more expensive. And I suppose that's something that older people would tend to gravitate towards.
And why is orthopaedic cover making policy so expensive?
I suppose, look, it really depends on what people are looking for in their policies. The orthopaedic cover in policies, they tend to be more comprehensive policies. So there's a higher level of cover across the board. And so that would make the policy itself more expensive. It's like any kind of form of insurance. If, you know, the higher the cover that you have, you know, the more you're likely to pay in terms of premium.
There's now 350 plans. That's more plans than the last time this report was carried out. While that does offer choice, it makes it very difficult for people to choose the right plan.
It does. And I suppose, look, you know, using the orthopaedic example again, there was we have a consumer advice line. The contact details are on our website. And we had a consumer on last week, for example, and she had full orthopaedic cover, which she wanted to hang on to. But she also had a plan that had money back on GP visits. And she didn't need that because she had a GP card. So there are a good number of plans out there that would have, you know, be specific to her needs, which we were able to give advice on. And we'd always say to everybody, look, I realise there are a lot of plans. I suppose the reason for that is there are a lot of corporate plans, and those plans can be bought by any member of the public, even if they're not a member of, you know, the organisation that it's being offered to. So that does give a lot of a wealth of choice, I suppose, but it also does create a difficulty in terms of trying to choose a plan. Like I said, we are available to give people advice on that. You know, I would say that a large number of people are on one of quite a small number of plans. So in the report, we've called out that, you know, there are 50% of people are on one of just 30 of the 350 plans. Some insurers are looking to consolidate plans and retire plans, which we obviously welcome. It is something that we are looking into, you know, and other insurers will hopefully follow suit. So, you know, look, there is a lot of plans out there, but we have a comparison tool on our site. We're willing to talk through to anybody about plans and coverage that they're looking for.
Christina, before we let you go, just under half the population have health insurance, which is a much bigger proportion than our neighbours in Britain, for example. Why is that?
Look, I suppose it's a financial product like anything else. People are interested in having it. You know, anecdotally, what we get back is people are really interested in getting money back on their GP cover, on day-to-day cover. They're interested in getting maybe a private room or a semi-private room.
Or not waiting.
Look, I suppose there is that thought that people would feel that they're not waiting, you know. But look, it's primarily what we feel is that people are happy with a consultant, or they want something specific that they're looking for within a plan, and that's why they're looking to get it covered, because otherwise it would end up quite expensive for them if they were to pay out of pocket.
Christina Prendergast with the Health Insurance Authority, thank you.